T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What I like about talk radio is the fact that you can, like, listen to, like, guys interact with each other and, like, hear their opinions. And I don't know, whether it's, like, sports or something else, like, it's dialogue going on, so.
Welcome to Paradise. 98.7
and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. 7:45 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Three. Federal lawmakers consider a plan to make daylight savings time permanent. Two men suffer minor injuries in small plane crash at Benton, northeast of Wichita.
One.
Investigation underway after Boeing jetliner crashes in Ethiopia. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some heavy traffic right now. This is on K96 from I-135 over towards around Hillside. Just some high traffic volumes and some heavy traffic there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. In downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
80% chance for showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 56 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low 52, then Wednesday's high 67. Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 13 miles per hour and 49 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. Many doctors will tell you bedside manner is everything, but a hospital is coming under fire for how a doctor delivered bad news.
This is House Call for Health. The doctor delivered the devastating news to the patient at the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in Fremont, California. His lungs were failing. He would not get to go home and would soon die. But the doctor was not actually there. He was on video screen, and the message was delivered by a robot. Annalicia Wilharm was with her grandfather. She spoke to Fox affiliate KTVU.
We knew that it was coming and that he was very sick. But I don't think somebody should get that news delivered that way. It should have been a human being come in.
The patient, Ernest Quintana, died soon after. His daughter, Catherine, asked hospital staff about the robot. Their answer?
That's policy. That's what we do now.
Kaiser Permanente issued a statement. It said, in part, they regret what happened and will use this as an opportunity to review their practices. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
No kidding, you morons. For crying out loud. Is that disgusting? I have a very good friend who is an orthopedic surgeon who spent 5 years at the Mayo Clinic working and learning. He said the one thing that they drilled home at the Mayo Clinic was the way you treat people, the way you treat your patients. And Kaiser Permanente says, well, we're going to tell them they're going to die with a robot. That is, who thought of that? What a group of...
Coward.
Excuse me. Yeah. What a bunch of clods. They can't figure this out. They can't figure it out. Holy mackerel. That's that one's going to go. You're going to hear more about that, I'm afraid. Honda recalling about 1.2 million vehicles in North and Central America because their Takata airbag inflators can explode and send shrapnel into the passenger compartment. Recall covers many Honda and Acura models from 2001 through 2016. We've got a 2016. Ooh.
As far back as 01.
Hope I don't get a
grief.
Yeah, these Takata airbags, what a mess. Takata uses ammonium nitrate to inflate their bags, but the chemicals can deteriorate when exposed to high temperatures. At least 23 people have been killed worldwide because of that defect. And they're still, you know, talking about it constantly.
And here we are 18 years later, and they're still their products are still getting recalled.
A rally in the technology sector pushed U.S. stocks to broad gains Monday. Led by Apple and chip makers, the S&P 500 posted its biggest increase since late January, up 40 points. The Dow rose 200 points. A sharp drop in Boeing shares held back the Dow's advance. The NASDAQ closed up 149 points. President Trump's 2020 budget, released Monday, relies on optimistic 3.1% economic growth projections alongside accounting shuffles and steep domestic program cuts. All that would bring the $4.7 trillion spending plan into promised balance in 15 years, maybe in our lifetime. The deficit is projected to hit $1.1 trillion in 2020.
I'm not holding my breath.
Highest in a decade. President of the United Auto Workers Union has warned automakers that the union is prepared to strike if it doesn't get its way in upcoming contract talks. Gary Jones told delegates to the union's bargaining convention that it would raise weekly strike pay from $200 to $250 per week and $275 in January of next year. The new union president says no one expects a strike, but the UAW is prepared to walk out. Coming up on 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Of course, that tragic plane crash in Ethiopia is having some repercussions and are being felt even here in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the investigation continues into the crash of that Ethiopian Boeing 737 MAX that killed 157 people and a 737 MAX crash 5 months earlier. Meanwhile, there has been fallout and the decision by several countries and airlines to ground the 737 MAX. Boeing shares down as much as 12% Monday. Spirit AeroSystems shares down as much as 6.5%. Boeing canceled its planned rollout of the 777X. The 737 is Boeing's best-selling aircraft. Mechanical Sales Midwest has opened its first Wichita office. The company is an independent manufacturer's rep for commercial and industrial HVAC systems. Ron Smith is opening the new office at 1927 Southwest Street. Says the office started business January 1st, got into its 2,500 square feet of space March 1st. Ben Gartner of J.P. Wygant & Sons brokered the deal. And they're calling it the Mahomes effect. Patrick Mahomes led Kansas City to the AFC Championship game in his first year. Now he's one of the most sought-after players in the NFL for sponsorship deals. Mahomes has more than 1 million followers on social media. Founder and CEO of Open Sponsorship Corporation Ishvin Anand says Mahomes is already commanding a superstar price. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, he can make a lot of money, can't he?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I think he's going to do okay.
Well, with regard to the 737, Spirit, of course, here in Wichita, we make a lot of that airplane, do we not?
Yeah, about 70% of the airframe of the 737.
So you want that thing to keep flying. And
you bet. Yep.
And some people are saying it ought to be grounded, and like you said, you just reported on it there.
FAA at this point says there's no reason for grounding. That's their take on it at this point.
All right. So whatever his problem is, it could be solved. It's 7:52, Steve and Ted, here on a Tuesday morning. And today is National Pancake Day.
Mm.
Oh, of course, this is brought to you by the International House of Pancakes.
It should have been last Tuesday.
IHOP began National Pancake Day in 2006. Seems a little self-serving since that day, though. They have raised close to $30 million for charities doing this. So
all right.
Some of the money goes for charities, and some of it goes for that maple serpent, a serple. But today, people around the country will once again celebrate National Pancake Day at IHOP restaurants and enjoy free pancakes. Guests are asked to consider leaving a donation.
Nice.
But, you know, if you're the kind of person who wants to take advantage of other people, you could just go in and get the free pancakes.
Who would that be? To get something food for free.
I wouldn't do that myself. But
no.
You know, you poke fun at me for being cheap about that. But fact is,
you would give to the charity.
I'm a very generous person. Right, Ted?
Yeah, you paid for your queso.
Yeah, I had.
You didn't walk out of Carlos O'Kelly's that day.
That day when the first time I actually encountered queso, which is basically melted Velveeta, right?
Well,
no, it's not. It's better cheese than that.
More high quality than that.
I think I raised a little bit of a stink with our host that day, Dave Phillips. And, of course, Dave has never let me forget that. But every time I go to Carlos O'Kelly's, I order queso.
Yeah.
Just to make up for it.
See?
Huh?
You love it.
Yeah. They see me coming. Here comes the queso guy. And get ready for some big gratuities coming our way as well.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on KNSS. We'll have the latest on the Boeing jetliner crash in Ethiopia. Ted's got sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at Shocker baseball action today, kicking off a homestand, and some honors for a couple of Shocker basketball players.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur.
Yeah, we got that coming up at 8:35 this morning. We'll catch you up on what's going on in the world of entertainment.
Traffic and weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.